Thank you for holding. This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have an Amazon account. I don't know if that's been used or what, but for some reason your company is taking $59.89 out of my checking account three times. And I have no idea what it is or who it is.
Yes, and can I get your first and last name?
Patricia Albright.
Yes, Emily, could you verify your mailing address?
2011 Sladen Marion Road, Van Leer, Tennessee, 37181.
Yes, Em, give me one moment. Yes, and it does look like there was a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum. You have had to be enrolled in our app, Bytub, and you said you don't recall entering that contest.
No, ma'am. I've got three vacuum cleaners.
And knowing your household could have entered that contest?
I don't know.
Yes, and are you familiar with the email address palbright, P-A-L?
That's my email.
Yahoo.com.
That's my email, but...
As well as a phone number of 615-596-7387. Are you familiar with that phone number?
Wait a minute, 596 what?
It's 615-969-7387.
9697. That's not what you gave me before. You said 615-596. What was the rest of that number?
The phone number is 615-969-7387.
That is my cell phone number, but I did not do that.
Yes, and so if you don't recall entering that contest or doing that subscription,
no, I don't enter contests. I don't even enter publishers' clearinghouse contests.
Yes, if you don't recall entering that contest, you can go ahead and have it canceled.
I'm sorry, it's cracking up or something.
That cancellation stops any future billing. We can also submit this as a claim for fraud.
Yes, submit it for fraud because it's been taken out of my account three times.
Yes, ma'am. Our claims for fraud do get submitted with the local authorities or prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify that you are knowing your household enter a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner or get that
description. And why would it cost us, even if we did, why would it cost us $60 to enter whatever.
To be in that contest, you have to be enrolled in our app for meal planning first. They pick the winners every 30 days based off our subscriptions. And the
it's
subscription
meal
cost,
planning?
That's correct. And our subscription cost is $59.89.
Okay. No, I'm diabetic and a retired nurse, and I take care of all my own meal planning. So, no, not me.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and submit that claim for fraud. The investigation takes 24 hours. A refund will get posted in 3 to 5 days once the investigation is concluded. Would you like the cancellation number?
I'm sorry?
Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
And are you ready for that now?
Yes.
So it's going to be C as in Charlie.
C as in what?
Charlie.
Okay.
And then it's 92.
06
98
65
2.
Is that the end of it?
That's it.
Okay. And what was your name, hon?
It's Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
M-O-R-G-A-N. Okay. I appreciate your time and patience with me. I keep seeing this, and I'm like, who in the world?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Will I get a call or anything to or an email or something to tell me what's going on? Or
if you would like, you can give us a call back in 24 hours to check the status, but a refund gets posted automatically in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, and is there an extension I can get back to you?
So you can don't really have to be transferred back to fraud to find out their status of the investigation because it'll be posted on the notes in the account. But you would just have to get transferred back to fraud if you want to be like talk to fraud because we don't have a direct number.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Morgan.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for our customer support. You have a great day.
Me too. Bye.